So it's a world first, which surprised me, actually. We've got a remote-operated digger entering the Christchurch Cathedral today. It'll undertake a clean-up, clearing out the debris, the masonry, the biohazard. Keith Patterson's the project director at the Christchurch Cathedral Reinstatement Project. And is with us. Keith, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. How are things?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm astonished this is a first. I wouldn't have thought a remote digger's that. I mean, everything's remote these days, potentially, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a world first in New Zealand, Mike, but the key thing about this machine is that the operator can't actually see it, so he is truly remote. Mostly diggers are operated from a bloke standing 20 to 30 metres
right.
away in a safe area.
So what's he looking at? A screen?
It's a world first. Yes, he's looking at a screen. This is a lot of screens, actually. And he's operating something akin to a computer controller, and that's how he's doing it. I admire the guy.
Where do you get these things from? Do you bring them in, or are they made here, or are there 100 of them, or this is a one-off? Or?
No, that's absolutely a one-off. This idea came to us from started out as our demolition contractor, actually, ProTrans, and they had the idea. They've been using this concept up in demolishing houses on Redcliffe Hills.
Yeah.
Excuse me. After the earthquake, and decided they could Zeus it up a bit to be remotely operated in the cathedral for the cleanup. And so they developed it here in Christchurch with the support of Oricon.
Brilliant.
People.
How functional is it? I mean, in terms of how much waste can it dig and carry and move and stuff in a day?
Well, it's really quite adaptable. I mean, obviously, it's a pretty big machine. It's a 12-ton digger, those who understand what diggers are, so it's a decent size. When you look at it inside the cathedral, it looks pretty decent. The clearances aren't great between our columns, so that's an area of interest and something I was pretty concerned about when the idea was conceptualised. But these guys have proved to me that they can operate it very carefully, and I've watched over Vaughan's shoulders with great interest as he manages the machine into the work area. And it's a very carefully planned and fully orchestrated activity.
Wow.
I admire the guy's dexterity.
You should train more than one person up so you can have it operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's a good idea. We do have a young, apprentice watching over his shoulder along with our heritage professionals. But at the moment, it's really just making sure that we can pick up anything that's really of good use to us going forward pretty carefully and salvage.
Fantastic. I was there the other day. It's still a sad sight, I'm afraid to tell you. I mean, I probably don't have to tell you that. When's it done? When are we sorted once and for all here?
Well, I think beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Mike. And while it might look like it's a sad sight, there's a heck of a lot of good activity going on. We've got another large frame being installed this evening. That'll be the end of the jigsaw puzzle of the sort of making safe stage. And that is a critical stage because then we can really get stuck into it over the next 5 years, and the ambition is still to complete it by 2027, so that's coming around pretty quick.
Okay, awesome. Go well with it. Appreciate it very much. Keith Patterson, Project Director at the Christchurch Cathedral Reinstatement.